Hare Krishna. First of all, Jagadharini, thank you so very much for your very thoughtful and, in a way, realized presentation. I know that you stayed, I believe, for 10 consecutive years in Vrindavan, and then, of course, you have visited many times. And you have really... 100%. You have really shared with us the experience of living there. Vrindavan, you said, is dangerous because it upsets our condition, it redefines our lives when it sinks in more deeply. It insists that we step away from our worldly values and change the priorities. And it demands that we are ready to follow, yes, follow Krishna's instructions and surrender. In one sentence you said so nice, it does what all conditioned souls despise, that is to remove themselves out of the center and put Krishna in there. Thank you very much. When we go in Vashana, when we went 5 years ago in Vashana, there was a writing on the wall. And before this writing on the wall, there was a little cottage or a little, how do you say, it's like these wooden beds. And one of the little actors who played Krishna in these Krishna drama troupes, which were there in Vrindavan, he was leaning against the wall, and the writing was just about us. It said like this: why we love Krishna, we cannot say. All we can say is that we love Vrindavan. So despite all these dangers which you have mentioned, Vrindavan is so irresistibly attractive, because I think in the core of our hearts, when we go deep and contact our essential desires, which are resting beneath the surface, we want to be taken out of the materialistic worldview, which doesn't give us any lasting satisfaction anyway. So really wonderful. But Prashanta asked for advices. I can only repeat, a retreat has two aspects. One is the aspects where we come to the lectures and participate in the presentations, and that we have all done in our own ways. But there is a second aspect which is absolutely necessary to move forward, and that is we need to reflect about the subjects. I would like to encourage everyone to isolate one or two or three or four points which has struck you. Maybe it was in Burijan Prabhu's presentations when he spoke about being examined. Maybe it was in Jagatarini Mataji's presentations where she spoke about that Vrindavan calls us forward, it challenges us, it draws us out of our comfort zone, really, by insisting that we change. Maybe it's something which struck you when you saw these amazing videos. I mean, these are videos. I think Hollywood is envious of such videos. They are so good, these videos. Think about this, what it means for your life. Then you will have really drawn into your life some strong udipans or strong impulses that will help you to move forward. That I would like to say. Spend the rest of the day, you know, some part of it thinking about it. Maybe in the evening, go through your notes before you go to bed. Say a prayer which comes out of your heart. Do the important inner work. Then you move forward. I will end with where I live. There is a big, big lake, and I see often these white swans. They come to our door and they want to be fed with remnants of prasadam. And when they come, they look so graciously. Their white necks are bent and they warble. They make some enthusiastic sound of seeing us and so on. But behind their elegant movement, there is something which does not meet the eye. Under the surface of there are legs which are quickly moving and bringing them forward. So when you go on the retreat, there's one side that is you listen you see from the subjects which come floating in your directions which one strikes you, which one to extract. But then comes the second part. You need to also do some personal work which goes on under the surface, that is to reflect about these things, to see how they apply to your life just now, the way you are now, and to maybe pray for help that you can realize them. This would be my 2 cents worth of advice. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Let us hear also our Bhujyam Prabhu.
Satchananda Maharaj, should I?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but before we do, I'd like to know if there are any peacocks and cows. Everyone has to unmute. Are there any peacocks and cows out there? Doesn't sound like it, so we couldn't be in Vrindavan.
They are very shy at the moment.
They're waiting for the rainy season to begin. I know that there's some cows out there. One lonely, tired cow, it sounds like. Okay. Everyone stand up, though. Good. And put your hands very high in the air, and tomorrow make sure that you bring some cows and peacocks with you.
No, go Krishna, no.
Now what we're going to do is with great enthusiasm say Jai Jai Sri Radhesham. Before you do that, though, you should face Vrindavan. Now, what direction that is, I don't know.
It's everywhere.
There.
There is someone. I know there's a cow out there, too. My own! And a peacock. Okay. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam.
What, Maharaj, what did you say? I couldn't hear you.
I said very loudly. Jai Jai.
When we hear that, we think, oh, home again.
Okay.
Okay. Hare Krishna.